Welcome to Community Matters, a podcast about the power of music community. My name is McKeegan Voice. In an era of streaming and AI and algorithmic discovery, sometimes we forget that there are humans behind the music. On Community Matters, we're chatting with artists who share their stories and how community has impacted their music careers, especially in times of struggle. A supportive community is one of the things that inspires us to start making music and then keep making it. And this is an ode to those relationships. We hope it's a reminder of just how important people are to the music that we love. Today I'm speaking with Madison, an independent artist living in New York. She releases music under her own label, G Records, and she's been featured in numerous TV shows, promos, and commercials. Madison recently released a trifecta of singles dedicated to female empowerment, and her most recent release, called The Wonder, We Are the Dreamers, is about the unjust political situation for immigrants in the United States. On this release, she collaborated with a Colombian-American visual artist named Paola de la Calle, and the art of both women addresses social and cultural issues. How Madison came to be here, though, is quite the tale.
Hey, hi.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
You know, trying to adjust to these strange times. How are you?
Making the best of it.
That's all we can do.
Exactly.
You know, for this, I'd like to start from the beginning, to hear about what your background is, what inspired you to start making music, what's gotten you to where you are now.
The long story short is I actually didn't grow up making music. I grew up thinking that wasn't really a job. When I moved to New York City after graduating college, I had planned on going to medical school, and I found myself one night in a friend's studio, and they said, oh, everybody should just take a turn on the microphone. And I was like, no. Even though I love music and I love to sing, it was just not something that I never had pursued or thought was a path to any sort of career. Eventually I got on the microphone, I sang, and it was sort of this epiphany, hearing my voice, and that night literally changed my life. I decided to defer going to school and I pursued music.
That's awesome. I love the stories when there's like, and that night changed my life forever.
It really happens like that sometimes.
Here is the actual recording from that fateful night when Madison's friends recorded her singing Annie DeFranco's song, Both Hands.
Out in the rain, and I am listening to the low moan of the dial tone again. I am getting nowhere with you, but I can't let it go, and I can't get through.
Just curious what you felt when you heard your voice. What image went through your head to inspire this decision? Did you foresee this opportunity to reach people, connect with people? Was it just the quality of music? I mean, what happened?
The first experience of it was to feel kind of almost shock at hearing my own voice recorded properly. And I'd never heard my own voice recorded singing before. Everyone that was there with me thought, whoa, this is crazy. Like, you can sing. And I was like, I didn't know I could sing. And it just felt like this sort of magical. I don't really know how else to explain it. And not saying that because my voice is so incredible. It was just something that I didn't know really existed before that. And when I decided to see what was there, that was a big decision, because I really had to actually make a decision about whether I was going to start school or pursue this crazy thing that happened. I decided that school would always be there, but that at that moment, the emotions of seeing what is this and what does this mean and do I even have anything to say and is this something that could be emotionally important? Because once I started to write a little bit, I started to kind of see that I actually had a lot to say and I had a lot of feelings that I had not been allowing myself to explore because I was on this path of I'm going to go to school, I'm going to be a doctor. So it was all about that instead of looking into myself and my feelings and my experiences. And I realized that I actually had quite a lot I wanted to say and a lot that I felt. And I can say now with no regrets that I made the right decision.
There's an allure to being an artist that I think a lot of people entertain at some point in their lives. It's a romantic idea, but much fewer actually do it because they realize it's a lot of work, a lot of time being vulnerable. It's a lot of rejection, and most people barely make any money doing it. But then here comes Madison, on track to becoming a doctor, when one night she hears her voice and, despite having no music background, flips the switch on her life. After making such a huge decision, where does one start?
I just dove in. I started taking some guitar lessons. I started taking some voice lessons. I started taking some piano lessons. I put a band together. I guess when you make a big life decision like that, every once in a while you check yourself and say, is this right? Does this feel right? And along the way, small things would happen that confirmed to me that this was what I was supposed to be doing. So I kind of followed the signs and my instinct and met people along the way that were very helpful and very supportive. You know, not to say that it's been easy. I mean, there was definitely, I've worked in a restaurant, I've lost my job, I've, you know, not been able to pay my electricity bill. All that has been part of the experience as well. But I think all along the way, it's been the right thing.
Was there one particular moment when you were just kind of like, what the hell did I do?
Oh my God, yes. Many, many times. Many times. I mean, I think definitely part of that whole experience was, you know, before it became more the norm of so many artists to just put out stuff themselves and for it to be so much easier to just upload things to SoundCloud or Spotify. Like before that was so easy and accessible. I dealt with showcasing for so many labels and getting turned down. And that can be for an artist really psychologically traumatizing. Because that really makes you think, oh, nobody cares. This isn't right. This isn't good. I'm not good enough. And that can be very, very hard to deal with. I went through that quite a lot. It really makes you question what you're doing. You have to be strong in your convictions and just keep going.
Yeah. Can you talk about that community that gathered around you at those early hours to help you build your foundation?
Being in the heart of the city, surrounded by so many other artists that were coming into their own. And it was just a really amazing time of creating and earlier days of reaching out and working digitally with people and putting together a band and doing all that stuff. It was really inspiring. And now I feel like that has grounded me like in my own community here in New York, where I've stayed and I've developed a sense of community that feeds into my songwriting and my purpose with my work. I think in the beginning, the songs that I was writing were really an emotional outlet, almost therapeutic. I had a lot to say and to express personally. And over the years, some of the songwriting has shifted to tying into community more and expressing a collective emotion in a sense of, you know, using my voice as much as I can to draw attention to things that are going on in our country and in our society that I feel like are important. And I don't say that, oh, every artist should do that. I just feel like if you feel authentically called to do that, you should do that in your work. And so that's what I've been exploring over the last couple of years, especially after the election. A lot of the songs I wrote were about, female empowerment. And that was just naturally how I was feeling. And so I channeled that into a lot of my songs. So that's kind of how I've been approaching my work recently.
Have you found, as you've expanded your message or, you know, the scope of your music from being a personal emotional outlet to something that is more representative of various communities and more collective action. Have you found that your music community has changed? Has it expanded? What has that looked like, the people that have been around your art through that evolution?
I think it is reaching different people, and that's really important to me. A couple of my last releases that I mentioned were more about female empowerment, or like personal empowerment and personal responsibility and confidence and strength. You know, I got a lot of really nice messages from people that felt that they were personally touched by it. And I think to me, even if it's, you know, 1, 2, 5 people, that's really important to me. I had someone reach out that was transitioning, that felt that they connected with some of the lyrics in one of my songs. And I just felt like, that's it for me. Like, that is so important to me, to feel that I could make a connection with someone that I didn't know, that felt the music either makes them feel strong or makes them feel happy or makes them feel connected in some way, is really, really the best thing I think that could happen. I think that's really cool. When you're writing from a more personal and emotional perspective, you can connect with other people because they might have the same experiences, or they might recognize similar experiences. And so this is just kind of a broader way of connecting with an audience or a community that can feel very empowering, not just for me, but for people hearing the music and feeling inspired by it. My most recent release, The Dreamers, was inspired by current events and how angry I felt about the immigration policies of this current administration. You know, it's an emotional outlet for me, writing that song and sharing the purpose of it. And then again, to say that streaming is going to be donated to, you know, different foundations that are either supporting education for DACA or supporting legal help for immigrants at the border, is again just me saying, what can I do to contribute? What can I do to use my voice? And then how can I maybe have other people say, oh, what is that? What are they doing? Or that's cool, I want to do something like that too.
Time stands still, then starts again, suspended in rotation. Starry eyes still, clock starts anew, delicately ghosting. It's imagination, all in all creation. You can be the wonder, let it take asunder. You can be the wonder, why don't you be the wonder?
One of the things that struck me throughout our conversation was Madison's commitment to what she had to say through her music. Even at the beginning, before she decided to forego medicine for life as an artist, it was important to her that she had a message, that she had something to say. It had to be emotionally important. And this is perhaps a less obvious consideration when one chooses art as a career path. The question is not just, can I create something well, but can I use it to say something important? Learning that she had a great voice was not quite enough to tip the balance. It had to be meaningful too. And the fact that she took the time to find that she did have something to say, some communities to support, meaning to offer, because she had that foundational intention, that likely helped her get through a lot of the struggles ahead.
I mean, I gotta be honest, it can be really, really hard, really challenging. And it can also kind of lead you into some dark pathways of maybe working with not the right people or not being able to look out for yourself, especially as a solo artist. I would say the most important thing is to really surround yourself with people that you can trust, that do have your best interest at heart. And that can be hard to find, especially if you're not able to, you're not generating any income, or you can't really I think, especially as a female artist, it's hard not to be taken advantage of if you don't have a good team or support system to help you navigate. I think that's probably what a lot of artists are struggling with the most, is how to connect with fans if you're not just part of the singles culture of just slinging out a single like every 6 weeks, you know, especially if you're not touring, which obviously there's a pause on all that for everybody right now. But I think it's just really hard to cut through the noise. And on the one hand, it's really amazing that so many artists are able to put their music up and get it out there. And, you know, and I still think that if it's good, people will hear it, but it also, you know, a lot of it gets lost. And then I don't want to be, and I feel like maybe a lot of artists don't want to be in the position of just trying to focusing less on the creative aspect and the music versus, okay, how am I going to like make a statement? And like, what am I going to do to like get eyeballs on this, you know? And then you're just posting all the time. And then that's your job instead of making great music. It can really distract from the purpose if you start thinking about all the ways and that you're trying to get people to just pay attention in the first place.
This is the cruel paradox of a career as an independent artist. Do I spend my time making music at the expense of the size of my audience, or do I spend it growing my audience at the expense of my music? In an ideal world, the music speaks for itself, but when 40,000 songs are getting added to streaming services every day, well, the music can't all talk at once. So I asked Madison what her strategy was now in this strange COVID-colored moment of isolation.
As we're all kind of figuring out what to do and how to sort of go forward in this kind of environment, I think the most important thing for me is to continue to release music and to stay connected in that way. So I'm just working on the next release and what that looks like. How can we just keep going collectively? And so I think for me, it's just, it's going to be really important to maintain some sort of normalcy in delivering more content, songs, also be authentic about what the songs are and what they're about and what they mean. And for me, I feel like there's just, it's like you can't not express what is happening right now. It's sort of just overwhelming. So it's my outlet, and I hope that it can be other people's outlet too.
Thank you, Madison. You know, stay safe, stay sane.
Yes. And stay safe, stay safe.
Looking forward to hearing all of, you know, the music that comes out of this weird time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. Thank you.
Yep, absolutely. Take care. Thanks again.
Bye.
Bye. The path of the artist is not for everyone. It can make for a difficult life. There is hardship. But for those that come to art with purpose and community, that hardship becomes the fuel of creation, the source of the profound, and a rallying cry for those who share that hardship. And whether that art reflects hardship that is political, cultural, or emotional, it's a signpost that says you are not alone. You are welcome here. I want to thank Madison for her time and for her courageous leap into this world. Your ability to start from scratch and keep going is inspiring. The music in this episode was used with her permission, and you can find out more about her and her music on her website, noiseofmadison.com, or by following her on Instagram or Twitter, where her handle is also noiseofmadison. All of the other sounds on this podcast were done by me. I'm McKeegan Boyce. Community Matters is a production of Grey Matter, where our mission is to build meaningful engagement through human-based music discovery. For more info, you can follow the link in the podcast description. For more evidence of music community, subscribe to the Grey Matter blog on Medium, check us out at greymatter.fm, or follow us on Instagram or Twitter. And tune back in next week, where we'll once again explore why community matters. Thanks for being here.